Hi, everybody. Well, this is our Friday night VBS radio show, Creation Light Shift Healing. This is our paranormal night. So if you have any paranormal questions, maybe something came upon you earlier today or something, you can send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Maybe we can look at it, investigate it, or maybe you already know what the answer is, but you want to tell other people and share about the situations that you've been dealing with. So, have you seen any orbs lately? Taken any pictures? Have you seen those little orbs in your camera? Well, those are aliens. They're here. So here we go. Let's clear the date. So we're in May. In case you're on an archive, this is May 12th, 2017. And releasing this day from you because the day recycles every year. And the aliens can copy and paste this day that you had a problem on or something years and years ago. Or put you into worldly situations with this day. I don't know if there is anything worldly going on. Could be. Who knows? But here we go. Releasing the energy from May 12th, 2017. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, there we go. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That feels pretty good. And we'll energize your monitor screens, TV screens, whatever you have up, your cell phone with the light beam energy. So here we go. Stronger, bringing you peace. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if today you had problems or something or during the week, we'll release that energy from you. So you have to look at it naturally. You have to look at the darkness that came upon you, and we'll get it off of you if we can. It's one situation. So here we go, releasing that one situation that you're looking at, and I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okie doke. So we'll bring up our co-host, Ann. Are you all ready to go? Are you in your nice, comfortable chair?
Yes, I actually am. I have my feet up and everything. So I could not be more relaxed, Ron. Thank you very much.
Are you putting polish on your toenails?
Oh, they're already done. They're all sparkly.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Got my hair done and everything.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you look good on the radio.
I know. Some of my best moments.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you, Ron, and if you're a new listener, welcome. Ron has a wonderful website, creationlightship.com. If you haven't checked it out already, you'll want to do that after the show and do some of the free healings that are there. And we actually have a lot of questions about different healings tonight, Ron, and one of them is about how to do you have free healings, but you have ones that are can be purchased as well, and one is the natal barcode clearing. And I thought of it when you were saying, let's clear off something that's bothering you today. And we have a couple of questions about the natal barcode clearing from listeners, and I thought maybe we could start by talking about that a little bit, because one of the first things you can do is clear the date.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm going to open it up and look at it again.
Yeah, it's sort of like the, but not the same, the keyword intercept that we have, that's the free clearing, is something that's happened to you recently, okay? That's like a Band-Aid clearing. And it does work, but the natal barcode one is what the alien gave you. That's your life path here. Remember, they gave you instructions how to live your life and situations that you can encounter. Remember, they forced you into finding your parents, in a sense. So maybe they found the parents for you, and then you got to pick the best of the worst for what you may have wanted to do here for creativity, which that's what your spirit would be seeing. And then you got slam dunk in here into a body. And from there, you're living your life. But they have all these booby traps put on your life, plus the alien death barcode. So naturally, you should all know about that one. And some people, as I get emails off and on, they don't understand how to do it. So I'll just talk about that briefly here. You pay one time for the clearing, and it's unlimited. So if you give me an email and you say, Ron, how many death barcodes do I have? I need to know if you ever did that with me before and asked me that. I need to know to make sure that I can double-check that you cleared them properly. That's the first thing, okay? So we'll say that I talked to you 4 years ago, and I said, well, you got three. So you naturally did three, but did you do the stress death barcode? And did you finish each barcode with doing the death barcode, the emotional barcode, and the spirit integration? That's a two-hour clearing for all of those. So you need to do those typically one at a time. I don't know if I put more on the screen or not, because it could be kind of heavy for you. And you may feel funky emotionally because the emotional body would be there. And if you're real sensitive, you go, man, I could have died on this situation. And you may be able to even see what it was. So you may have emotions on it. If you get emotional, then you have 30 minutes. Again, you can do the emotional clearing. So after you do your barcode or barcodes that I told you need to clear, you first do one. There's a drop-down box where you could put and enter in each one. I think it goes up to 20. So you we'll say you did, I said you did, you have four of them. So if you do the four death barcodes, then maybe, you know, because it takes a while, it's going to take you typically, you know, 8 hours to do, plus if you have a break in between, so that could be a day's work for you. So the next week, typically, then go in and redo the four and do the stress death barcode. A lot of people, when they, you know, ask if they did the stress, they don't even know what it is. It's on the website, stress death barcode. Do that one next. And then when I don't have it on there, but I will have it put up, you have depression death barcode. So you want to do that one also. So each one that you do, you want to do those three. Death barcode, which is the first one, stress, do that. And then also do, you know, the other one, which is depression. So it's the same price for all of them. You pay for it once. You don't have to go in, you know, and buy it over again or anything else. So if you're listening and you haven't done those other two, go back in there and do them. Okay, so I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, great, Ron. And there's one other death barcode-related question, which is if you have more than 10, there's a list of 1 through 10. How do you handle that? And the way you handle it is you go back to 1 again, and 1 is like 11, because the white beings will just remove them in order. And you just
yeah,
that's do
great. That. That may have been 20, but yeah, we have 10 on there, yes.
Right.
So just keep going.
Right. Right. Okay, so thank you. And then I opened up the natal barcode clearing that we started to talk about. And as Ron said, the death barcode is $100. The natal barcode clearing is only $50. It's also for life. You can use it all the time, every day, if you want to. So the first thing you do on it is clear your birth name. Then you clear your nickname, then your married name, then other names. So you might have a few marriages, you might have a few nicknames. Then the next one is date of birth clearing. And if you have the time, it's optional, it says on here, but if you do know what time you were born, it's a good idea to put that in. Then the last option is additional clearing. And, oh, I have to put my name in. It's reminding me, so I didn't do that. So on the additional clearing list, it says name in native language, birth location, city and state, birth GPS location. So you want to do those because Ron has pointed those out as all important things to get this energy off of us. It's really alien energy that's not supposed to be attached to us. And it's blocking our creativity and our freedom, and you just don't want it. But then the key one is, the last one is other. anything else not listed. So then you can really go to town with this clearing. And you should clear every address you've ever had, every driver's license you've ever had, every passport number, everything. Every number especially connected to you. And I often will just put the date in, and whatever planet is the one in charge of that day of the week, like Saturn on Saturday, and that works really well. And another thing that you can do is open up two pages and do the first part and second part simultaneously. So anything else, Ron, that we should, if you're new and you're listening to the archives, it's such a great idea because, I mean, people have suggested probably hundreds of different things that we can clear on this clearing. Right, Ron? Is there any more you want to say about that?
Yeah, well, that clearing is how the aliens track you, but more so, it's they gave you your program upon your birth, how they're expecting you to follow their program, and that starts off with your birth to your death. So they have all these situations in there, you know, all these problems, you know, stuff, booby traps, car accidents, whatever is in there that they perceive you can get involved with where they can get more energy from you. So that's what they're doing. So that's your alien program upon your birth. So you could say, well, that's my life path. You know, there's different ways of looking at it. You know, it is changeable naturally. You don't have to exactly do what they say, but they are steering you in a certain direction. Well, somebody who is kind of unconscious, they will go through all this here. Maybe the alien said, well, this person here, the parents had, grandparents had a problem with heart stuff, so we'll give them some heart stuff at the age of 40. And let's see, we don't need them here after the age of 55 because the heart stuff's going to take them out, so we'll give them a bunch of death barcodes from maybe 30 years of age to, you know, maybe 50, 55, and, you know, they'll kick the bucket, and then we'll clean the spirit off and do another slam dunk on you. So that's how they track you. So whatever they're doing to track you, put it in there. You know, what store do you go into a lot? What type of, you know, do you go into, like, you know, I guess you have the 99-cent stores, dollar stores, whatever, Dollar Tree stores. You know, do you eat a Taco Bell all the time? Well, they have that in your program. You know, McDonald's or whatever. What about a gas station? So do you go to, you know, Chevron? Do you go into Shell? You know, there's all different types of gas stations throughout, you know, the country here. You go to the same one all the time? Well, guess what? They're probably tracking you. You know, as you put your card in to pay for gas maybe and you enter in your PIN number for your card, well, they're tracking you on that. So remember, this is all tracking stuff, so you want to get the stuff off of you. You see numbers all the time on license plates or letters that you go, wow, I'm seeing this, you know, license plate with, you know, number 15 in it off and on, or I see a 51. Well, it's the same thing. It's 1 and a 5, a 5 and a 1. You know, do you see, like, maybe a QX in the license plate if your state has letters in it, you know, and you're seeing that all the time, too? So that's sort of it. Whatever you're doing all the time is how they're tracking you because you're following that script. And they can, you know, add new things to it. And then once they know that you're doing that, and what I found, typically the energy at the checkout counter is where they can get you. Because right away you're stopped and you're with other people. Well, you're with other things maybe, things that look human maybe that aren't. But then from there, you know, somehow, you know, giving the money to the cashier or using that machine, you know, to take your credit card, either way, somehow they get you there. I don't know how they do it, but maybe because you're stationary and you're worried now about money or something or what you're going to be paying with, and that's where they get you. So anyway, I don't want to sound too grim, but, you know, the clearings are there to help you. So if you want to get this stuff off of you, that's kind of what you may want to, you know, attempt doing to give yourself a better life. The NATO barcode is a very, very good clearing, and you can put whatever you want in there. Maybe you only see red cars, you know, all the time, or maybe yellow cars, you know. For a while, all we were seeing was, like, silver cars and white cars. They all kind of, to me, they all look the same. and a cent. So it's not like the old days when the cars were sort of less generic. They had personality, you know. But anyway, and creativity on them. Now they kind of look like, you know, similar vehicles. But anyway, back to you.
Okay, yes. And I was thinking, like you said, if you see license plates, do your own. And I think that sometimes people think, oh, but I don't want to be, like, disconnected from my car or something. But much like the people courting disconnection and the soul family disconnection, your relationship to things, like your car, for instance, and or other people, well, yeah, some people will drop out of your life, which is delightful, but the ones that don't, like the people that are really close to you and important to you, if you remove the soul family connection and the cords, just like if you disconnect from the numbers with your car, your relationship is improved.
Yep, that's true, because you get rid of that energetic cording from people.
Yeah.
And the way the cordings work, basically, is somebody thinks of you, and you're automatically corded to that person. And then you may have energy going there, too. If you're really sensitive, I don't want to use the word psychic, but we'll just say sensitive, intuitive maybe, you might feel somebody courting you. You know, that old phrase, you know, somebody's talking about you, I guess, your ears are turning red. Well, there you go. So I don't know if they use that phrase anymore, but it was a while back. So anyway, and what colors do you like? You know, that's a attracting color, too. So everything here is set up to steal your energy. And once you start getting free of this stuff, the more that you kind of realize, yeah, they could be doing something like that. You know, if you see, you know, like green all the time, you like to wear green clothing. Well, what does that mean to you? So anyway, it's just different ways you can work that clearing. And you may find something happening that's really different and unusual that you never even thought about. And like I said, if you're really confused about what to do, what not to do, then ask one of your friends what they think of you. And just some that you won't get them, you know. So, anyway, back to you.
Okay, and hopefully this person is listening this evening in regard to the natal barcode. They had a question. I have done most of the recommended whole life clearings and the spirit barcode removal. I have $50. Which would you recommend for me in order to clear lack issues, et cetera, around money, the self-empowerment or the natal barcode removal? And I'm going to...
I would say self-empowerment.
You would you? Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would suggest, because that has so many issues involved there.
Okay.
You know, the other one, you know, the natal barcode would work, but, you know, what you're doing is with the natal barcode is you could have programs keeping you poor, but that's a Band-Aid clearing. So I'd go a little deeper and do the self-empowerment so they'll cover more issues that you don't know anything about. So anyway, that's what I would do. Maybe we'll ask the listeners what they think. Maybe somebody
okay.
else has a problem. So if you know, have a different answer, please send us an email, clsquestions@yahoo.com.
Okay. Okay, so, and on about paranormal, Ron, I saw an article today that in Czechoslovakia, some scientists did a test of some people who'd done some bad, you know, had driving incidences like tickets and reckless driving. And they did a comparison between that group, those people as a group, and some good drivers. And they showed them pictures of different driving situations, some of them involving accidents. And the people that were careless drivers showed their, they were hooked up to those MRIs that monitor the brain. And the people that were considered, you know, bad drivers, their brain's empathy center did not light up at all. They're just mm-hmm. blank when they look at, like, a car accident or something like that. So
wow.
I thought, now, are those people clones, or what's happening there?
Yeah, very possibly, yeah. I'd say that would be correct. They could be cloned out.
So So that's a real caution from when you're out driving. And you see, if when you're out driving, you see people, gee, what's up with them? Nothing. That's the answer. Right? So you have to be careful.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
It's like they proved it. Okay. Somebody wrote in, I'm a newbie, having just discovered Ron at the LA Expo in February. Since that time, I've been working diligently on clearing myself, and with all the complimentary clearings on the website, my two grown children and my granddaughter as well. So it's kind of long. It's a great email, but they were running all the healings when they went on a family trip. And they had a home, you know, a home wedding and a lot of company and everything, and then everybody left, and she was able to get back to running all the clearings and could really feel how clear the house felt and how good she felt, and then she put on a couple and went to bed for the night. And when she came down in the morning, it wasn't just asleep, but her computer was completely turned off. Not just asleep, but completely shut down. So I knew this was obviously an act of interference, but I didn't get upset. I got more angry. I now know I have to keep present and keep my emotions out of life. This was such a blatant act of interference in my home, and it gave me an instant knee-jerk reaction. I took a breath and balanced myself and went back to bed with a BBS archive playing while I slept. And in the morning, just to be sure, I checked everything, like the electrical outlet, and everything was fine. So I rebooted my computer, and I'm now doing the alien attack.
Great, yeah. That's what happens sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much for sending that in. That actually has been in our box for a while, and we're just finally getting to some of these emails from when you were at the expos, Ron. Okay, a question. In Ascension art, they often depict Jesus in a sphere of light. Is that what your lightship is like, a blue sphere?
I don't see it as being blue. I just see a lot of light, which would be, I see it as white light. Although it may be slightly different. It would look like the energy of like a light fog around it, because there's so many layers of light that they have to like get woven around my light ship. Remember, I'm using, I have actually two ships that I use in a sense. One is my medical ship that I go out and use, and the other one is for defense, and it's a larger ship. So I have had the light being like woven, crisscrossed back and forth at many, 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 many layers. So, and it would look like that, but that's if you were to see it physical. Other than that, it would be invisible. So that's from my vantage point looking at it. And that would be out of time. Go back to you.
Okay. I wanted to just let everyone know it's come up. We've had a few recommendations recently from listeners, and I wholeheartedly agree that there's so much information on I think it was over a year-long set of radio shows Ron did on CTR Radio. So I just wanted to let people know that can be found on the archives to that, can be found on the right-hand side of Ron's website. Right next to the BBS radio emblem, you'll see the CTR emblem. And what you do is click on the word archives that's under the emblem. If you click on the emblem, it takes you to CTR radio, and I don't believe they have Ron's shows available on there anymore. So you click on the word archives, and then you go down to archive.org. Just scroll down a little, and they're all on there. It says archive.org. It's free. Listed below by year, and those shows started in 2012. So you just click on where it says 2012 shows. You could start right at the beginning and then 2013 shows. So it's all right there on Ron's website.
Yeah, if you go there, you may want to listen to the radio show that we brought on the 12 Source Energies. So that's very nice. I did it on BBS also, but you might want to try that one too. It's just it's very, very nice to have those 12 Source Energies come into you. That's what you're made up of. So saying it a different way, some people, I can't really say this properly, but you might be missing, we'll say, one of the energies for some reason. You still have it, but maybe something in you is like covering it up. You know, it's kind of like blurry or, you know, really not defined enough for you, and it's not helping you, we'll say. So these are the energies that created you, and you're composed of these 12 source energies. Some people will do or listen to this, and they'll say, wow, number three energy, boy, really knocked my socks off. The other ones, you know, were great too, but number three really was an improvement. Well, that just means that somehow that energy is not connecting to you. So that's sort of how I would kind of indicate that. So when you listen to it, you know, if you did it the second time, you'd probably feel just the peace energy, you know, overwhelming peace. But anyway, that's good to listen to. People love listening to that particular archive or the one on BBS. Since we're talking about CTR, it's there also. So back to you.
Okay. This is interesting, Ron. A friend of mine who is a travel guide in Italy, posted this picture on his Facebook page and wrote, if you go to St. Mark's Basilica in Venice, you can see the American flag on the angel's wings before anyone found America. And she writes, it's interesting that he would even notice. So that's interesting, right, Ron?
Yeah, remember, these people have been time traveling. And so they probably know more about what's going on right now and in the future than you know. So they do bring back people from the future when they probably don't want any real positive things happening here. Just going a little bit sideways. So, you know, if something was going to be really great coming in here, that's really, really positive for everybody, they'd probably send people from the future because they already know what's going to happen. From other time travelers to, you know, get rid of that positive effect. They'll bring in some kind of negativity or something, have it go sideways. So back to you.
Okay. Somebody wrote in, CTR Archives is also on the left side. Okay. Sorry about that. I mean, I see it on the right, but it's, I guess, oh, I know, on the bottom left. You're right. So it's in two places. I didn't click on that. I haven't clicked on that side lately. And, okay, so someone wrote in, situation, this is in reference to a person that whose email I read earlier, that they're, you know, experiencing some financial lack. Situation of lack. Having overcome a number of lack situations, what I realize is ancestral interference. So the best clearing is seven generational clearings around poverty. Otherwise, natal barcode, because it is determined in the charts about your financial life.
Right, so remember, you have to do the whole lifetime clearing first before you do a seven-generational one. So going back further, yeah, it could be passed on from your ancestors, because remember, you're living their life experience. That's what's in your DNA, even though you may not have ever known the person physically. So even if you were back, in a past life with your spirit with that person, you won't have any recall of it, because every lifetime that you have, your spirit, in a sense, cleaned off all the energy from those past lives are typically taken away from it. And then you start over again. So, like I say, when psychic readers start to read people and they tell them about their past lives, they're just reading the body genetics, not necessarily your spirit. So I just wanted to clarify that, because it gets a little goofy. You're the reading entities or whatever is around you, which you could call spirit guides maybe. So, you know, it still can give you information, but your spirit, here's one example, okay? So for some reason, maybe the person died that you're in last, we'll just say, I won't say you, but somebody else, they died, 3 months ago, okay? And the soul family is getting kind of puny for some reason, and they go, oh, man, you got to come back here again. But we can't clean you off all the way. So we're gonna clean you off enough, but, you died of a car accident where your left leg was kind of mangled, but we just don't have time to fix that. And so your spirit now has a mangled leg. So all of a sudden, you get the choice of going into your parents, the best or the worst, right? And all of a sudden, you come into that baby, and now the baby has maybe a mangled foot or a deformity on the baby because the spirit wasn't cleaned off enough. So, and also, I would say possibly birthmarks that people have could be from maybe some type of wound or something like that from a past life also. So it just wasn't dealt with, and now the spirit has its imprinting, and the spirit imprints into the body naturally, and if there's no energy there, the energy is, not in integrity with the body, and the blueprint now forms improperly, and you have all these different types of situations, maybe with a baby or something. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. Okay, some questions. Is there a clearing to remove cording to galaxies and universes?
We only have the one up for the planet star vortexes. So you may not be connected to those completely, other galaxies and stuff, because you're mainly here. And that's those energies probably are not even connected to the darkness here. You could have come from someplace out there, but the aliens are a different species than what's here. And so there'd be really no connection to you to that. So that's how I would look at that. So I would probably say, no, there's no clearing for that. And I wouldn't look too much further. There'd be, the old saying, curiosity, and I won't talk about that too much,
Right.
But anyway. just don't get too mental with it, only because you may find yourself going down a rat hole that you don't want to really go down, trying to figure out maybe where you came from or something like that, because really all that matters is that you're here, and you want to clean yourself off from the imprinting from this lifetime and what the aliens have done to you. So back to you.
Okay, here's another paranormal remark or statement. The spirit in the box clearing looked similar to the scene in the Matrix movie where the machines had a sea of humans in pods being farmed for their energy.
Probably so, I guess. I'd have to probably revisit that. I remember watching each one of them, but... I didn't, I don't have much of a memory right now of what it was about. Kind of disturbing, I think, whenever I look at any of those. It may only be on the first one where they have all that digital stuff going up and down your screen. What are they doing to you with that, the ones and the zeros or whatever they had there. That could be very dangerous, hooking you up to something because you are watching it normally. So back to you. It could be all subliminal,
It's like
the movie. If you haven't seen the movie They Live, okay, then watch that movie They Live. I think it was like 86 or something. and you know, it'll shine some light on it. So just, you know, by seeing all the different subliminal stuff out there, so they had glasses to see it. So kind of put that onto that ones and zeros. What are they doing to you? So back to you. And remember, okay, I'll go a little further. So it's not that the company that made the movie or did that particular artwork or whatever to put it onto something that you're going to be watching. The aliens can attach to that and put their own agenda in it. So back to you.
Okay. I was wondering, Ron, if we could have a sample healing. And you mentioned orbs earlier, and I was wondering if you could clear white orbs for us.
Okay, sure. Here we go. So I'm going to do this two ways. I'll first clear the white orbs that are in your body. So here we go. Then I'll do the ones attached to your skin. So here we go. Inside of you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's some more there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. One, there we go. That's cleared. And I'll stuff attached to your skin. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Okay, that feels good. And what I will say, since I'm doing internal, external, the clearings on the website are either internal, that's what you have with you in your DNA and your genetics, and that's what you want to clear out of you. Okay, that's the whole lifetime clearing. And most of the clearings on the website, stuff that you are, you know, in a sense, doing to yourself because of your body genetics, okay? So that's making you a victim. The other stuff is external. That's what the aliens are doing to you, and psychic attacks, et cetera. And so, you know, you have two ways to look at the clearing. Is this going to be an internal clearing or an external clearing? I think all the pre-clearings, and there's 16 of them, under the login key there, versus I guess pre-healings, you hit the drop-down box, then you select one, and then you hit go or something on it. All those are typically external. So it's nothing internal. It's external of what the alien is affecting you. So back to you.
Right. Just about anything outside of us we don't need or want. Right, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. And what you want, what you have to clear is to get your body cleaned out and your spirit cleaned out is what's internally. So the opposition is coming from external, maybe numbing you out, you know, whatever they do, giving you a bad day, bringing you into different situations, et cetera, psychic attacks, remember the law of cause and effect, and creating your own reality with your mind. So that's all external stuff. The internal is what you want to clear to have a better life. Back to you.
Okay. Here's something that'll be interesting for you to comment on. Saturn is the most malevolent planet, aggressively restricting and creating hardships for us right and left.
Oh, I don't connect with the planet, so I can do a clearing for that for people. So I'll just clear what an issue that it's giving you. So think of an issue, a problem that you're having, a situation, and I'll clear the energy of Saturn. Just to see if it helps you. So here we go, releasing the Saturn energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
Thank you, Ron. Oh, and I am not sure if this has been mentioned yet, but the website has been updated. And on the whole life clearings at the top, there are now two radio buttons, one for body and one for spirit. So thank you very much, Ron and Webmaster, for that update.
Great, wonderful. So you first do your body, and then you go through, remember, the whole lifetime is situations, emotional body, mental body, you know, your sensory body, empathic body, pain body. So you first clean out your physical body, And then you go back through that same process, whatever you did, and clean out your spirit. Same amount of time. So you should probably be squeaky clean. So back to you.
Okay. Another comment from a listener. Almost all people's past lives also have their kundalini blocked.
Yeah, I don't know about that. So.
Okay. Right, I didn't know if you just wanted to talk about that or... It is something, I suppose, if someone felt they had to clear on the seven-generation clearings, they could, right?
Yeah, I would imagine so, yeah. Remember, the dark side gave you your chakra system. That's the alien stuff. But they know all about you. They know about all your meridians. They know how to get into them. And that's why they gave you a chakra system, so they could connect to you. So they copied the light. And so people are, when I talk about not thinking, what happens is your body consciousness will make it very, very simple here, and your spirit work together, and you do your manifestations that way. And, you know, you're really good with whatever you're doing at that time, and it's out of time. But with the chakra system, since that's the way they can get in to look at all those programs that you have and maybe make some of your body dysfunctional, or whatever, do some evil deeds to you there with the chakras and where those meridians are. So just think of it as they have the map to all your meridians. How else are they going to, you know, it's perfect control, you know. If you were to look at something that's physical and you're making a robot in a sense and you want the fingers to move, well, that's meridians, we'll say. If you try to do that, you need to get some type of maybe motors or maybe hydraulic something or other to make the fingers move. So that's, in a sense, the meridian there. So as you're creating a robot, we'll say going to college and doing this here, and you go, well, I got to make the knees move. So that's another thing. So that could be meridian. So anyway, by the time you get done, you keep adding on more and more stuff to your little robot experiment that you're doing. And just look at that as all your different chakras. So they have everything dialed in. Initially, it was light energy going through you, but they just copied it and overlaid the chakra system over it for control. Very simple. They're very sneaky, very cagey, and very, very intelligent. And remember, they probably created your body, and they didn't want you to be as smart as them. So that's the problems that we have here. And that's, remember, that's all stuff that they could sabotage you internally with. So somebody looks at you and they go, you know, I see your one of your chakras, you know, blocked or something. Well, normally the chakras will spin around when you get a psychic attack, and they'll turn backwards. And at that point, your body may not be functioning properly because that chakra goes to your different meridians. Anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay.
And by all means, turn off your crown chakra. Don't have that thing opened up. All the teachings out there, in a sense, want you to have your crown chakra wide open because they kind of show you that thing showering you with light, in a sense, and bringing in light into your crown chakra. Source energy they sort of claim, and no, that's just the alien gateway. That's the doorway to you. So I'll turn it off for everybody listening. And this you should be doing all the time whenever you can do it. You might want to do it just before you do the mind of heart drop even. So here we go, turning off your crown chakra, closing it up, we'll say. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, there. And now you should feel like you're self-contained. Before it was like having you know, a bunch of antennas up on you or, you know, a searchlight looking around for stuff. And now you go, wow, I'm not connected to anything. I feel, you know, self-contained and more empowered. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron, for doing that. And again, a reminder, someone wrote in about this today. Yes, I recommend that crown chakra alien crown chakra disconnection really highly, and that's only a $50 clearing as well. And it clears all your chakras, and it also has a shrink wrap option, which I use a lot. Okay, a question about pets. So a person had, this is a little long, so I'm going to have to edit, but basically they found a kitten and took it in, and then it was someone else's kitten, and they gave it back, and then they kind of created an attachment feeling to this kitten who they saw again, and the cat seemed to be very attached in return. So the question is, was that kitten in my life before from a past life? Do our animals come back to us like that?
I really haven't looked at that before. I could assume so, maybe. But I just don't know, you know.
Okay. So, and I just want to remind people that whatever whole life clearings you have done for yourself, you may do as a gift from Ron for your pets. So thank you again, Ron, for that.
Great.
Okay. On the gray skies clearing, in the input box, do you write your name or the address you are living where you see the gray skies?
You could put your name in there. And then also the address. Normally the gray skies is where the situation is happening, but there's no problem if you put your name in there. If you put your name in, then the energy will typically be cleared around you wherever you're going with your name. So that's one way to look at it. You know, if you hear of a storm coming, for instance, and you keep watching the news and it's coming in your direction, to put the gray skies up for your particular house or location where you are. So, you know, you want to, I wouldn't necessarily say you don't want to put your town in, because towns have a lot of people. You want to just put your home address where you are. Remember, when you have maybe 500,000 people watching the news and maybe some awful weather's coming, and these people are watching the TV, and they keep recycling the same thing over again. Yeah, it's coming. You can see it here. You know, we got the Doppler radar and this and that and the other, and everybody's looking at it, and they're connected to it, bringing it to them because now they're worried about it, and the aliens love to have you worried, so they'll keep that thing coming. You want to separate yourself from all of your neighbors and everybody else, those maybe 500,000 people, and just put in your home address, okay? Now, if power went dead, then very possibly the storm may not be quite as pronounced because the people are not listening to the TV or the radio or whatever, or the internet, because there's nothing that they can listen to or, you know, the aliens can feed on it because they're not connected to anything. But definitely put in where you are. That's the most important thing on the gray skies. And if you're traveling or moving around, then, you know, put the gray skies on a laptop, hook it up in at your house where you have a Wi-Fi, and put the clearing on, and then have it on your back seat. And it'll run right along with you. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, and someone sent in a reminder that to remind people, when you do the monthly intensives that Ron does, live these live healing calls, you are, in fact, on Creation Lightship in quarantine for the entire month. And those special personal healing call, not personal, but on live, that's where, live with Ron calls start tomorrow, May 13th. At 1 p.m. Pacific time, it's the Ascension preparation call, and Ron will be charging 7 bottles of water for us for the week. You can have up to a gallon of water per day. Plus, he does, on every call, he charges like between 5 and 7 waters. I think it's around 6 now, for you to drink that are good for a 24-hour period. So you can really water it up. And then the first 8-hour call is the next day, starting at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and you can still sign up for those. The Sunday, there are three consecutive Sundays, and this month they're May 14th, 21st, and 28th, and they all start at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and you can get more information, pay for them, and sign up on Ron's website, creationlightship.com.
So what I think I'll do tomorrow on the call, the last hour is when we charge the waters, okay? So what I think I'll do, and a lot of people on the 7-hour calls now, what I do is we have an hour or two of just laying down, having the light beams work with you so you can sit down on your couch or bed and just kind of relax as the healings take place without any, you know, verbal conversation going on, which is what I normally do. But I think what I want to do tomorrow is the last hour, I'm going to have people lay down and they'll have their waters already up, and I'll tell you what the energies are charging your water, so you can write it down 1 through 7. And we'll just do the call that way, so you can benefit by just laying down, relaxing for the last hour, and your waters will be charged automatically for you. I think I'm going to try that and just see if people like that or not. Because people do like having the other call on Sunday where you actually have some time off where you can rest. So that'll be the last hour. And we'll try that out. So back to you.
Great, Ron. That'll be so nice. And could you just maybe explain, since someone did mention that, what it means to be in quarantine for the month?
Yeah, what happens is on the 7-hour calls that we have on Sundays, we're looking for alien critters in your body. And we're taking them out at different body locations. And you can also request your own particular location. You may have a special issue someplace. And they're being taken out of you on the call, along with we're looking for the parts. You know, sometimes you are having a clone part on you because the aliens chopped off a finger, we'll say. And your real finger is in the Beyondo. And they're using the finger energy, the DNA on it, to do things. You now have a clone finger. I wonder why your finger is not working right. You know, it's not working like the original one, let's put it that way. So we go out and look for that also, because that would have probably alien energies in it. And you can't go to the light ship because you're contaminated, so they're taking out this stuff. So you're outside the light ship in a quarantine room, and we look around for the aliens in you and the body parts that they've stolen from you. Or body energies, either way to look at it that way. And that goes on for the entire month until we start the next call in the next month on Sunday. So you're on it continuously, and you could request maybe a situation that you're dealing with when you're in quarantine, but you know, that might help you a little bit. But normally they already know what your problems are, and they just keep working on you 24/7 for a whole month once you get onto the call. So back to you.
Okay, and someone wrote in about the gray skies clearing, Ron. I always put my name for the gray skies clearing, and it always works very quickly. Today we were under tornado warning, cleared up within 30 minutes.
There you go.
There you go, is right. Someone else wrote, yes, Ron, I agree. The aliens know where to hit you with the pins and needles, direct on the meridians that will send poison to the body organ. Yeah. And that's why you do those healing calls.
Yep. So, yeah, there's a lot that we don't know. And unfortunately, you know, I guess fortunately we have remedies for most of this stuff. So, that's what's so good about all the clearings that we have. So when you first get on the website, you normally get overwhelmed because there's so much there. And as you start looking at issues, maybe you may say, yeah, I need that clearing. I need this clearing over here, and I need that one, and I have that. And, yeah, everybody probably has most of what's on there that they can relate to. But that's why you start with the emotional, then you do the mental, then you figure out what energetic body you're living in. Maybe it's a pure body. you know, or whatever, and then you clear that one out too. So you probably need at least, you know, the three whole lifetime clearings. You want to do the cellular mental because stuff stored in that body, you know, your whole body has the memory of your past. So you want to definitely clear that out of you. So that's the cellular mental clearing. But yeah, as you start doing more clearings, and, you know, you don't have to do them all right away because you think that you're so contaminated. You know, if you give yourself, you know, 3 months, 6 months, do a few of these. And each time you do one, you're going to feel more clarity and feel better. And that's the whole thing. So people who've done a lot of clearings, life is good. So back to you.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Ron. Question about when we constantly think of a loved one who's passed away, do we need to clear cords? And if so, would the online clearing be better or the weekly conference call?
Well, you could at first do the energetic cord release. I think we have a clearing for that. The one that we do on Tuesdays is to get rid of your current situation. Now, your current situation could be brought about by your whole lifetime having situations going on. So you may want to do a whole lifetime cord release. And then also with cording, you might have entities. So, you know, to just kind of look at that and see where you are with that, okay? I can give you an example of what happened to me today. I parked to get my mail, and this beer truck, you know, they're very long, right? It happened to be Budweiser on the side of it. So they went into a bar that was blocking my car from being able to move out of my parking space. So they parallel parked next to me. So I waited about 5 minutes, and I thought, well, I'm not going to wait any longer. You know, this is a long time. So I went into, I opened the door to the bar, and man, that energy was so thick. And this bar has been around, I think, since probably, you know, the get-go, you know. I've seen pictures of the bar probably in like 1920s or something. The energy in there was so thick, and it wrapped around me. It was like, it took me like an hour and a half to clear this crap off of me from all the alcoholics and all the entities and crap. So anyway, remember, they hang out in bars. So that's just something that you might remember or understand. You know, when you go into places like that, that's full of entities and, you know, full of darkness, which bars are, you know, run, don't walk. Don't go into them. So anyway, back to you.
I guess well, we got thank about you, that's here. Another good reminder for Paranormal Friday to kind of protect ourselves.
And I very seldom feel that much density. I would imagine the stuff wanted to get out of here, so it attached to me, you know. It would be, you know. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, here's an interesting situation. In a way, it's similar. This listener had to drive a friend to a big city hospital. The person is very sick and didn't want to take an ambulance, so she was being a good friend. But the whole time I was thinking, why am I doing this? It was a 45-minute drive, so I just kept doing the mind-to-heart drop. I'd spoke it, which it's important to do that out loud. I probably did that 100 times. Before I left the house, I did extra, I now increase my life force energy. I did a shrink wrap. And as I sat in the waiting room, I listened to an archive. I had a sense of peace, even knowing where I was and what is around me. I thought, well, I could be home in judgment about something, also drawing unwanted energy to myself. But it said, instead, I'm more at peace here after all the mind-to-heart drops. I'm going to get out of here in half an hour and do my unlimited emotional clearing on the way home. Thanks for the tools.
Yeah, that's great. And also, clear your friend's condition, okay? whatever condition your friend has, just being with her for that amount of time is probably to get leaked into you. You want to get that energy off of you. So do a clearing to release whatever she went to the hospital for, or doctor's office, or whatever. So that's to you, because you don't want to get what she has. You want to get slimed by that energy. And it looks like we're about five after here.
Yes, we are.
So we got our hour call tomorrow, 1 o'clock Pacific. And then we have a 7-hour call on Sunday, starting at 10 a.m. Pacific. And anyway, let's start. Let's do the mind and heart drop. So here we go. And then we have our chakra call on the 27th, the last Saturday of the month. And that's starting also at 1 o'clock, 2-hour call. That's $20. So here we go. Let's do the mind and heart drop. Let's say this out loud. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this action. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, so thank you, listeners, for listening. And tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And thank you, ladies, behind the scenes, and thank you, Ann. So we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings.